The mini set, Kenny Seltzer and the mini set, that's happening very soon. But we have a surprise guest coming up now, and that is Don White, who is here to promote a very special event happening this Sunday. And I can remember Don White here decades ago when Jake and I were running an open mic here, and he supported that open mic, and he supports everyone's open mics. And I'm so glad that he's here tonight. Thank you so much, Don.
You're
Please
welcome.
Give Don White a huge welcome.
Hi. So, Ellen, what's the name of the place that we're playing at?
We're going to be at the Unitarian Church in Lincoln. It's First Parish, and it's 14 Bedford Street. And I have a million flyers on the counter here. So take some with you and post them. But all the information is there.
And that's Sunday, and it's an afternoon show, so you can get home and get in your jammies
early
after.
From 2 to 5 is
good.
When it is.
And there's open mic afterwards, and Owen Kennedy's on the bill, and all of that. How you doing, Ira? All right, well, here we go. This is a song that I wrote for because I've been trying to get my kids to move out of my house, and they are too smart to do it. They realize that there's no better deal out there anywhere. Our kids are grown, and they're both in their 20s. They live at home, they are never gonna leave. And why should they go? They've got it good here, you know. Their food, their phone, their rent is free. They would have to be out of their minds to leave. But I was thinking, what if things were different? Living here at home with you and me. What if we decided we could act like they both did when they were in their teens? So wake up, mama, climb out of this window. I got the key, let's steal our daughter's car. And we'll both get really drunk. We'll put a big dent in her trunk. And we'll drive real fast down the thoroughfare. If we get a speeding ticket, hey, we won't care. We'll be the ones up all night acting wild. They'll be the ones up all night worrying. Wake up, mama, climb out of this window. Come on out, be 16 with me. Picture our kids calling all of our friends up and asking them if they know where we are. Of course, all our friends will lie and say they ain't seen us all night. But we'll be standing right beside them while they're on the phone, smoking and drinking and carrying on. When we come strolling home on Sunday morning around 10 o'clock while the neighbors walk to church, our kids will ask us where we've been, and then they'll ask us again, and we will just make up a great big lie and swear that it's the truth until the day we die. And they will be the ones who are trying to find the truth out. We'll be the ones lying through our teeth, and under pressure we'll confess that we had unprotected sex. That will gross them out so much they might just start to think about moving out. If turnabout is fair play in this life, then what better way to encourage them to live and to give them both a dose of what it was like to live with them when they were in their teens. So wake up, mama, climb out of this window. I got the key, let's steal our daughter's car. And we'll both get really drunk. We'll put a big dent in her trunk. And no one will know where we are until we come home in the police car. We'll be the ones up all night acting wild. And they'll be the ones up all night worrying. Wake up, mama, climb out of this window. Oh man, be careful.
You're not as young as you used to be. That's 40 feet down there. I should have brought a ladder, probably. You know what? The kids are both drunk and passed out. Let's just go out the front door. Come on out and be 16 with me.
Thank you. Sunday in Lincoln.
Please come out on Sunday. You can get tickets at the door. I've got a lot of flyers on the counter. It's for a worthy cause. It's for the new Act 3 that's going to open. And thank you so much for coming, Dawn. One more hand for Dawn White.